Right now, we're joined by an NFL draft prospect. He is a defensive tackle. He played 5 years for the Texas Longhorns. Last year, he won the Outland Trophy as college football's best interior lineman. He also was the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, a unanimous All-American. In other words, he had a hell of a year, hell of a college career. And now he's getting ready to take the next step. We are joined right now by Tevondre Sweat. Tevondre, what's up? It's good to have you on. How you feeling?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How about you?
Man, I'm great. It's an honor. Thank you for having me join.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. I appreciate you making time for me. That's very cool. So we're less than a month away from a night that you grew up watching on TV. You've spent your entire life dreaming about and working towards. What's it all feel like right now?
It just feel like this is what I've been working for. Like, I've been working all my life for the moment to get my name called. And I got a month away, so it's just unbelievable and exciting.
Yeah, so I wonder about that time before or between the end of the season and where we are right now. Like, how did you feel about your work at the Combine and your Pro Day? Do you feel like you accomplished what you set out to do in those two settings?
Yes, sir, I did. After Combine and, like, Senior Bowl, Pro Day, like, I just feel completed, you know? I mean, like I said, I've been working this hard for these type of moments. And when the moments came, I did what I had to do. So I feel like I feel completed, and now I'm just waiting for my name to get called.
Tevondre Sweat joining us. You know, it's got to help to have a family member that has gone through it before. Your older brother, Josh, played college ball at Florida State. He was a Pro Bowler for the Philadelphia Eagles. What is the best advice that he's given you as you prepare to make that transition from the college game to the pros?
I don't know who put out, that's my brother. We're trying to figure out if we're cousins.
All right, so you guys are cousins, so not brothers.
We're not even related, I don't believe.
You're not?
No.
I thought you guys were blood brothers.
No, sir.
Not at all. Well, okay, do you know him? Do you guys have a relationship? Has he given you some advice?
No, I don't know him like that. We only text like one time.
I got some bad info. My bad then. All right, so despite that fact, even if you don't know him and even if you're not related to him, you still had a great college career, but it doesn't matter who you are. This is the time where folks will be looking to poke holes in your game and come up with negative stuff because they do for everybody. Some analysts were concerned about your weight, that you could come in as high as 380, but do you feel like you stopped all that by coming in at 366?
Yeah, I feel like I stopped it because at Pro Day, I feel like everybody was expecting me to be 375 to 380. I maintain my weight. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And all I could do is just keep shocking and keep doing what people think I can't do.
And listen, that's part of it, right? And then not only that, but if that didn't take care of that, the fact that you ran a 5.27 40 had to have, how confident were you coming in that you would run that well?
I was very confident. I mean, shout out to BC, man. He helped me get that, you know. We trained every day for the moment, and I knew I was going to run that, but a lot of people most likely probably was going to run a little slower. And that's why I said I was going to shock a lot of people. And I feel like I did. Like I said, I feel completed. So
we are talking to Tevondre Sweat. Listen, sex sells. So do sacks. You got your share of sacks. How much pride, though, do you take in knowing the teams had to reconfigure their running games completely to try to avoid you?
Yeah, it's not even all about me. Our coach always told us we always want to make a team one-dimensional. And when you can make a team one-dimensional, then all you got to do is worry about, like, pass rush and stuff like that, you know? So that was our biggest thing, is making the team one-dimensional. So I won't even just praise me. I praise my teammates next to me, because I wouldn't even have the season or the right to even get to talk to you if it wasn't for my teammates next to me. So I give all praises to those guys.
I get that. Respect. I can even help you with that. I can talk about another teammate. How about Byron Murphy, the second? He's also an NFL prospect. He's rising up draft boards. How hard did the two of you push each other, and how much better are each of you for it?
I mean, everybody that Coach Bo had in the D-line room, we all pushed each other. It wasn't just me and him. We all pushed each other. And I don't know why he's – I mean, Murph is like now people starting to see, like, he's been dominant, explosive, a great player. You know what I mean? I don't know why people – I was over here like, oh, he's – just now started going up the draft board. He should have been up. He's one of the best defensive tackles in the draft right now. If not the best defensive tackle in the draft right now. So.
Hey, T, what do you make of all that? Like, so these things are out of your control. You can't control what people say. You can't control what people write. You can't control me saying you're related to somebody that you're not. So, what do you make of all that? Why do you think only now people are seeing how good Byron Murphy is?
I'm not sure. But what makes – I feel like me and Murph, like, we get all the praises, you know? Like that's great. But, like, I feel like people – like I said all the time, people always misled. Me and Murph wouldn't have the season if it wasn't for the guys next to us. And I could just leave it there because, like, yeah, me and Murph, yeah, we did this or that. But, like, we wouldn't be able to do it without the guys next to us. So I'm just going to leave that there.
Dude, you've made that pretty clear. That, like, stop trying to give one person credit or two guys credit. Man, we're all in this. We are a team.
Football.
It's football. Like, how much of this is that this is the way you came up, and how much of this is Longhorn culture?
I mean, I was always been taught, like basketball. One guy can win a game in basketball. Football, you need a team. And that's why football is always preached. Team, team, team. And our number one thing was to protect the team. It's all about team and football because once the team having success, then you have the individual success.
You know, Longhorn fans have been saying for years, Texas is back, Texas is back. When, you know, for a time that was not the case, but your team, this group, turned it into a reality, especially this year. You win the Big 12 championship, you get to the college football playoff, you have that epic Sugar Bowl game against Washington. So what's it mean to you and the team to have played such a role in transforming a program with so much history into a national power once again?
Oh, it feels amazing. I mean, our coach always preached on just believing and trusting in him, and we'll do great things. And the players realize, like, we all realize that we had something special. And so we all took accountability in the offseason to believe, trust, and getting to know each other. And getting to know each other has been like, because you're playing with your brother. That's like your brother, your right hand. If you can't trust your brother, then how y'all going to play together? You know what I mean? So we all been preached on just getting to know each other and believing and trusting in each other.
So how'd you guys go about getting to know each other? For instance, is that just during work in the weight room? Is it doing away from the facility?
Yeah, we did all that, but really what helped was Coach Sark. He did a cultural Wednesday. It was cultural Wednesday. And that is like where we take football away and we get in small groups every Wednesday and different groups every Wednesday and getting to know each other and stuff like that.
Sykes, give me an example. Like on a cultural Wednesday, what would you guys do? Like when you think of that, do you remember?
We're getting like a little small circle. Uh-huh. People tell each other like something about their life nobody ever knew.
Like vulnerability stuff.
Yes, sir.
I get that. He is an NFL draft prospect. He is an Outland Trophy winner, a unanimous All-American, and the big man can move now. He's fast and strong. Devondre Sweat, my guest. T, appreciate you. That was a fun interview, dude. Appreciate you. Enjoy the next month as you wait to find out where you're going to live and work. And then once you do, I'm going to run you down again.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
It's an honor to have you, dude. That was fun. Devondre Sweat joining us. I love it. Good stuff. That's a big dude who ran a 5.29. 5.27. 5.27. I don't want him to correct me on that, too. 5.27. All right. Hope you enjoyed that. I did. That was fun. I love him. I actually love him. That was a fun, different conversation. He could play now. Best interior lineman in college football. Unanimous All-American. And not wanting to take credit for anything at all.